This is a podcast from WOR.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
$250 a month.
For $250 a month, I can get the car, three rooms, and a bath.
All right, I tell you, I'll give you one for $200, and that's the same rate I gave my mother.
Still too high. Can't you do any better?
Well, how's it gonna look if I give you a better rate than I give my mother?
You shouldn't charge your mother.
My love's bigger than a candy. I tried to show you, but you drive it back.
The Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio studios down in Tribeca, New York. I'm here with John McDonough, the Captivist, County Clare, Elvis Presley. I mean,
oh, thank you very much, Dave.
JFK Mike. And me. Who am I? Oh, the Taxi
Ralph.
Taxi Dave. Ralph. All right. My gosh. So, anybody ever go in and out of Penn Station?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you ever have a train delayed at Penn Station?
As opposed to what?
No, generally, when I go homeless, I go down there, but go ahead.
So, I used to take the train into Penn Station. I take the New Jersey Transit line down on the Port Jervis line, the worst line in the history of trains, because every day, at least one of the trains is out or delayed. And then you have to switch in Secaucus at the Frank Lautenberg transfer station, which takes you from going south to going east. And you get on one of those trains that are coming east. Some of them are Sellers from Washington, D.C. Some of them are regular trains. But the entire northeast coast, every train that comes into Penn Station goes past the Frank Lautenberg transfer station, if it's coming from the south or coming from the west. There's just one problem, folks. New York City is the biggest city in the world. We have the best of everything, number one in culture, number one in banking, number one in transportation. There's one track leading into Penn Station and one track leading out of Penn Station.
Yep.
So if the only way two trains could collide is there's one track. I mean, it can't collide unless it's a head-on, or if one is coming in and one is going out as they come off that one track. And this week on Friday, an Acela train sideswiped another train, New Jersey Transit train, and Penn Station was closed. Boo-hoo. Now, let me just reflect back a few years ago. I guess this was about 10 years ago on a hot summer morning. I'm on a train going into Penn Station, and in the tunnel, we lose power. The lights go off. Everyone takes out their cell phones. Within 5 minutes, there's an announcement that says, oh, we'll be out of here in 10 minutes, no problem, folks. And what really happened was, 3 hours later, we pull into Penn Station. 3 hours later, we received misinformation. There was no professionalism. The toilets were stuffed. One woman who was pregnant going actually to her doctor and going in to give birth at NYU Hospital was stuck on the train for 3 hours in the heat. She passed out. I mean, it was horrific, absolutely horrific. So I'm glad to see, really glad to see they cleared up the problems and there's never any trains delayed out of Penn Station ever again. When I got out, the news reporter was there and says, were you on the train? I said, yeah, I was stuck there with 600 of my closest friends. You know, we all became friends. But it really was, they were totally unprepared. I don't know how prepared they were for this one. Hey, if you were on one of the trains, give us a call, 800-321-0710. That's our number, 800-321-0710, or text, I should say, email me at taxihale@aol.com. Now, this is New York City, where we're broadcasting from. New York City, the only city where the Second Avenue Deli is on Lexington Avenue.
Right.
And you should have known that.
That's right. It's actually between Lexington and Park. So why don't they call it Between Lexington and Park Deli? But it's the Second Avenue Deli. It's not on Second Avenue. You see, that's phony news. What do they call it?
Fake news.
Fake news. That's fake news. Come to the Second Avenue. You know, I walked up Second Avenue from 1st Street to 100th Street. I can't find the deli. Of course, it's not on Second Avenue. What's the matter with you? I want to thank, behind the glass, we have Noah, the best engineer in New York City. And tonight, we're lucky to have J-Bo. That's J-Lo's little brother.
Right.
Right. So, where do we start? John, you want to take it?
Well, I just want, there was a story in the New York Post, and I think from a yellow cab driving point of view, it's a win-win. The headline, fake cabbie bashes rival with tire iron at JFK melee. Now, this is what's going on at Kennedy Airport. An illegal cab driver bashed a rival over the head with a tire iron when they got into a fight inside the Kennedy Airport terminal Monday, police sources said. Nathaniel Santana, 26, struck his fellow driver with a metal tool near the baggage carousel at Terminal 5 as they were arguing at 8 a.m., the sources said. Santana then got into a car and attempted to speed away, ignoring the orders of the Port Authority police to stop the vehicle. Santana made it as far as North Conduit Avenue and 134th Street before cops managed to stop him. The tire iron used in the assault was found lying on the floor of the car. He was arrested and charged with assault, menacing, possession of a weapon, resisting arrest, and fleeing police, Port Authority police said. Nowhere in there do they talk about him trying to rip off tourists that were coming off. Now, JFK, Mike, this just shows the brazenness of these phony cab drivers who are at the carousel where the baggages are coming off. They're fighting over who to rip off. Right. So here you have two drivers bashing each other. And then how does this guy get to North Conduit Avenue with the cops trying to stop him? He got out of Kennedy. I mean, there's so much wrong with this story. And it just shows JFK is ungovernable.
Right.
The people are ripping off tourists. John Legend was ripped off during the week. You got cab drivers. The money is so lucrative there, they're willing to take a tire iron, which what was he doing with a weapon like a tire iron inside Terminal 5, looking at the carousel?
But if he had a pen, he couldn't get on the plane.
Oh, if he had liquid on him, oh, forget about it. He had shampoo? Yeah. Oh, you can't get in. If he had a laptop, oh, you can't get on the plane.
Water?
But, water?
Yeah.
But here he has. He has a tire iron, and now they're scoping out the carousel, say, all right, that looks like a tourist there. Let's rip him off. And they're fighting over tourists and bashing each other. And the cops, when they charged them, they didn't charge them with anything about working at the terminal illegally.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. Whenever I'm sitting in front waiting for passengers at the terminal itself, first of all, we get dispatch from the main taxi lot where I'm guessing the new crew of dispatchers, they didn't exactly raid the MIT post-grad class to get some of these dispatchers. Some of them are great, but they got a whole new crew with a whole new company doing the taxi dispatch.
All I know is, Mike, I'm sorry, somebody walks in to any terminal with a tire iron.
You jump them.
Yeah, really. I mean, does he have? Is he looking to change a flat on one of the planes?
That's probably what he's going to say.
But you might have had the tire iron with one of those notices that they carry out front, looking for Mr. Johnson. We have a car outside, and he's got the tire iron. I mean, what is going on at Kennedy Airport?
Was that Big Johnson?
Was he standing by the bathroom? No, just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, let me just say, with this guy in the tire. First of all this security and drama going on with terrorism, right, and stuff like that. What if the guy was not looking to smash his friend's skull in? What about if he just wanted to smash everybody's skull in and he's walking around with a tire iron? It's not a good thing. And by the time they get to my cab in front, they've been screened by the guy with the tire iron. The other guys, I guess, without the tire iron.
The shuttle buses.
Shuttle buses up the wazoo. By the time they get to me, the guy is going to, the middle of nowhere.
No, but here it is. These people are landing on JetBlue. JetBlue gets international, Aer Lingus actually flies out of Terminal 5. It's like, welcome to New York. You're getting off your flight, maybe you're coming in from California, 5 or 6 hours on the flight, you get off, you're waiting for your luggage, here's cabbies, you know, going at each other with tire irons, and you have to run the gauntlet. Before you get to the yellow cab, to get the cab into Manhattan. So you gotta go, where you going? Where you going? Oh, I got a car for you right out front here. Come with me. And they're grabbing your bags,
right,
as they did, I think, with John Legend. Now, he's carrying heavy. He was $26,000 in his bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow, wait.
When they rip him off.
Cufflinks.
Where's he shopping?
So do you think that guy's not going to come back and do it again? Keep these bums out of the terminals.
Oh, and they're not that hard to find. Just come out of any terminal, particularly Terminal 4, the international terminal. They are all over the place. As soon as you come out, people are coming up. And, as a matter of fact, they can rip you off in about 5 or 6 different languages at Kennedy. I mean, they're out there. They're doing it. They're hustling.
Well, I was just going to say that. I would say they're crawling around these hustlers at the airport like rats, but I never got hit in the head with a tire iron by a rat.
So,
but a boom.
A friend of mine got off a plane recently at JFK Airport, and after the shuttle buses, a guy comes up to him and says, "You need a ride? You need transportation? You need a ride? You need transportation?" The guy says, "Look, I'm going to take a yellow cab." He says, no, take me, take me. So my friend went up to the Port Authority cop and said, that guy over there just tried to hustle me, and I'd like you to do something about it. And, hey, the Port Authority cops are doing a great job over there. I just got to tell you, they really are. There's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about, but they're doing a great job over there. In this particular case, the cop tells my friend, he says, you see those guys over there? I arrested them last week. So they're not staying in jail. A judge sees them and says, okay, slap on the wrist. Oh, driving, you're bringing me this thing. So we need to toughen the laws. That's what we really need to do.
Right.
We need to toughen the laws and get some legislation that has real teeth in it.
You know what, Dave? It must be so lucrative, the business of ripping off tourists, that they can withstand arrest after arrest, fine after fine, maybe even a pounding the car, that it is so worth it to them that when they get out of jail, they say, listen, I make so much money in between arrest, it's worth it to do it. I mean, that's how much money they're making out there.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. My email is taxihail@AOL.com. And everyone who sent me stuff over the weekend, I left it at my office. So I'll send it again. What can I tell you? Send it again. I wanted to talk about Vision Zero for a minute. We all know that slower traffic, slower speeds means fewer people are killed in New York City. And it's the truth. According to Mayor de Blasio, the first quarter of 2017 has seen a 20% drop in fatalities. That comes out to about 8 fewer lives lost. There were 48 in 2016 at this time.
Wow.
So what the city is planning to do is they're going to have failure to yield and speed enforcement traps in the early morning hours, because supposedly those are the most dangerous hours in the springtime, in the morning. That's when more people get killed than any other time. So there's also going to be $1.6 billion thrown into a safety initiative. You ready for this? For more crosswalks? Okay. Wider sidewalks? Okay. More pedestrian malls. You want to hear what they call them now? Pedestrian refuge medians. It makes you sound like, oh, we got to run, save our lives from those crazy cars. Pedestrian refuge medians.
Mm-hmm.
And the protected bicycle lanes. They're going to put that in every borough. The bicycle lanes, the designated bicycle lanes, where there's concrete there, it slows traffic down. You have more than 3 cars making a left turn. It backs up into one lane, and there's already a reduction in the amount of lanes on every avenue. You know, it just causes more congestion and more traffic. So this is just a word to you. You may have gotten a speeding ticket this week because there was or failure to yield to pedestrian summons this week, because this week there was one of those initiatives going on. It ended today, actually. And here are some statistics. 1,915 failure to yield to pedestrian summonses were issued for 1 week in March. That's 121%. 121% increase from the same period last year. And over 12,000 other Vision Zero summonses. A total of 17,400 summonses were issued for the initiative. So NYPD has a speed enforcement going on this week. It ends today. And there's going to be two more weekly speeding initiatives in April with their other enforcement blitzes that they have. So I ask you, illegal street hails, you still have these jerks in private cars or in other cars picking up what is duly the yellow taxi cab fares. They are picking up street hails illegally. And why can't we have an hour a week for an initiative? Zero tolerance, every precinct in the city. Because I hear complaints from the green car drivers up in the Bronx and Washington Heights. They tell me, illegal street hails, they bought a permit from the city. And these other vehicles are cutting them off and picking up street hails. It's a safety issue. Are we waiting for someone to get raped and killed? You know, we read enough about some of these drivers who have problems that aren't vetted.
Why do you think the officials are not jumping on the bandwagon to change this?
You got me. All I know is they've put 7.5 million square feet of Uber cars on the road within the last 4 years. That's 50,000 cars times 150 square foot per car, 7.5 million square feet of Uber car. Now, Dave, the one thing you brought up, which is really scary to me, and it's so subjective, is that failing to yield to pedestrian. If you're taking a left turn, or if you're taking a right turn, or if you're going straight in Manhattan or in Times Square, if you're taking a left turn in Times Square onto, let's say, Broadway or 7th Avenue, if you obey the letter of the law, you won't move. You won't move until 12 hours have gone by. So it's very scary for a regular car driver, but for a cab driver or a limo driver who makes a living and is out there literally 9 times longer than the regular private car and does this for a living and needs the license to drive, there are very subjective penalties.
It is subjective.
Yeah.
It's a judgment call by the officer writing a summons.
Yeah, well. I call it zero vision, what de Blasio is doing. What is slowing up the traffic, it's not the why to this and the why to that. It's 60,000 extra Uber cabs that are in Manhattan that you can't go anywhere. We couldn't run over anybody if we wanted to now on First Avenue heading up right. from 23rd Street. I don't know what he's talking about. The congestion is so bad. And all they're doing is sitting there writing. This is just revenue enhancement by the city. Dave, you were telling us before, they want to install now more radar cameras. They have radar cameras stuck in the middle of nowhere, particularly, say, on Atlantic Avenue or in the middle of McGinnis Boulevard, at 25 miles an hour. And this is all just to make money for the city. Has nothing to do with zero vision and everything else that he's doing. And it's just, and they want to bring more of this in. I mean, is it the city or the state that brings in these radar cameras?
Well, Polly Trottenberg, the chairwoman of the New York City Department of Transportation, was up in Albany this week, and she is fighting for more speed cameras. Okay, so the law comes down from them, but Mike, who makes the money on that?
Well, that's one thing I looked at the other day. I was saying, man, this must be a fortune for the speed camera money, because invariably, the city of New York only gets 30% of the gross. And I said to myself, well, wait a second. It only costs about 10 grand to strap a camera onto a light post. So if the city of New York is only getting 30% of the gross, who is getting the other 70% of the speed camera money? And you say to yourself, that's a pretty dopey contract if you ask me.
Well, that's overhead.
It's overhead.
I just got this from JFK Airport. Weather conditions at JFK Airport have caused flight disruptions. Please check with your airline to determine the status of your flight. So if you're on your way out there or you're planning to go out there, give a call first. There's some weather issues. Just to
Let me just, thanks for that, because all the JFK cabbies, shout out. The last thing with the speed camera, with the city only gets 30% of the gross revenues, these speed camera people are watching these speed cameras, I think, from an out-of-state contractor with out-of-state non-police workers sending out the tickets, and basically you're privatizing law enforcement. So this might be all fine and dandy for revenue, but the fact, the bottom line is it constitutional? Is it legal? Can you privatize law enforcement for traffic violations from taking it away from trained police officers to transferring it maybe to a minimum wage worker sitting at a computer out of state? That's a good question.
And particularly, there's no excuses why you might have went 30 miles an hour. God forbid that there's an ambulance coming down McGinnis Boulevard or Atlantic Avenue, and you have to go a bit quicker to get over to pull over, or there's a fire truck coming, you have to blow a light. I mean, there's no discretion at all. At least when you had the cop, you could just say, hey, listen, somebody got hit up the thing, and the ambulance was coming by, I had to get out of the way. I mean, there is no discretion. Once that camera, and I don't know if you've gotten any tickets, Mike, but you get the photograph of the plate before and after or whatever, and then the thing coming up. So there's no explaining, although you could probably write to someone, like you said, in Oklahoma, right, who's watching it, you could say, hey, listen, do you understand New York City and what goes on here, right, and some of the crisis that we have?
Right. And the other thing I understand, now I'm not a lawyer. I don't play with on TV. I don't have
You're
my
not.
Own show.
Jeez,
I'm
I
not.
Thought all along you were, but go
ahead. I should. That's the other Higgins. This is the cab driver Higgins here. I also was looking at this whole speed camera thing. If you fight a red light ticket or I think a speed camera ticket versus just mailing it in, I think you run the risk of putting that on your license versus it being a cash ticket. Now, apparently somebody told me they're writing these tickets to the vehicle versus the operator.
Right.
But if you go into court and say, hey, that wasn't my ticket, I'm going to fight it, then you admit that you're driving the vehicle, and then you're putting yourself in the jackpot to possibly getting points on your license, because you've just said, it's not the car, it was me, and I'm fighting the ticket. And if you lose, you then run the risk of putting points in your license.
You know, we were talking about hustlers at JFK Airport. And, folks, the safest way to get to an airport is to take a yellow cab. I mean, I know, you know, in the old days, before 2 years ago, early in the morning, people would come downstairs in front of their building with their luggage. They'd put their hand up, and yellow cabs would pick them up and take them to the airport. It was common. Every cab driver got early morning calls to the airport. And you never know what's going to happen. When you get off the plane, most people do take yellow cabs. If they make it through the barrage and the stumbling blocks of, you know, shuttle buses and vans and Ubers and apps and hustlers. Well, you know, we talked about that hustler. And this was in the Daily News yesterday. Police actually busted a cabbie for illegally hustling passengers outside Kennedy Airport. And they busted Mamadou Ba, he's 26 years old, outside Terminal 5 at 10 a.m. Okay? Uh-huh. I'm sorry, this was on Friday. They spotted him offering rides. Now, as you know, livery cab drivers are only permitted to pick up passengers for pre-arrangement at the airport. So the cops searched, and they found pills, a bag of heroin in his left shoe, 15 envelopes of crack cocaine in his right shoe, along with 61 bags containing suspected drug residue. Obviously, he was charged and arrested.
So he was a rolling pharmacy.
He was a busy
boy.
So
he provided a lot of other things when you took his cab.
Welcome to America. What do you need? Crack, heroin?
You have anxiety? I have a pill for you.
That's wild. Well, he's a... Man, rolling pharmacy.
You ain't kidding.
So, folks, take a yellow cab and be safe. I mean, that's what the message is here.
And, you know, Dave, you were talking about, you know, 2 years ago, we probably used to use biblical terms. There's now BU and AU, before Uber and after Uber. And from the yellow cab point of view, it truly is the Old and New Testament that we're going through now. And we're all living in AU, which is after Uber, and it's not a pretty picture.
Is that a Brooklyn thing? Hey, you!
Hey, you! Hey, you, right? What about a you, okay?
Uber. What's the matter, you?
I call him Suber.
That's where I went
that
to college.
University.
Oh, you went there too, Jenny? I went there.
What's the matter, you?
Yeah.
And Dr. Vinny Bambatz was my doctor. Yeah.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Frank Zacchi.
Zacchi!
Frank Zacchi, that's right. Happy birthday. That's from your daughter, Dale, so up in Orange County.
And I want to give a shout-out to the lovely and talented Christine Albrecht.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Christina. Happy birthday to you. Oh, thank you.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you some statistics that I found out about at a meeting this week at the Taxi Commission. We also have some unemployment rates and some bad news for New York State as far as population and the aging community in New York State. Just some statistics. So remember, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. Don't wait till 5 minutes before the show, folks, because I always get clusters of emails that I can never read on the air because you send them late. Send them now, okay? We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Different Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that.
Trucking, got my chips, can I steer? Keep trucking, like the two-dog man together.
More or less in life, just keep trucking on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees on Main Street. Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show.
Woo-hoo!
Sunday night, 8:32, the place to be, WOR 710. We're here with John McDonough, County Clare, JFK Mike, and I'm Taxi Dave. And I want to thank all you people who make us the number one talker in New York City every Sunday night at this time. We still don't know why, but we appreciate it. You know, some people call us Hamish. Some people say, man, you're cool dudes. Some people say, you guys are liars and don't do a damn thing.
Right.
But whatever you say, however you feel, if you agree with us, we like you.
It's kind of like my goal at this stage of the game is to be a liar and not do a damn thing in retirement.
Okay.
Dave, real quick, just want to remind everybody, the JFK hotline number is 1-800-695-0201. Again, for cabbies, the JFK hotline number is 1-800-695-0201. And LaGuardia?
The LaGuardia hotline is 866-296-2238. That's 866-296-2238.
And a little anecdote thing here on top of the anecdotes is there is a not fare increase, but an economic hearing from the Taxi Commission on April 6th in downtown Manhattan. Everybody's all excited about that. And some people have different opinions about what should and should not happen at that meeting, but the fact of the matter is, to his credit, de Blasio and the TLC have gotten something going to hear about the taxi economics on April 6th in Manhattan.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. And I have 2 weeks to wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
33 Beaver Street.
Right.
On the 19th floor, or 19th floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 8 o'clock, April 6th, 33 Beaver Street.
And I think the...
If you have anything to say, you know, you want to yell at Mike or John or Claire for not getting a fare increase, you know what? Go to the TLC. That's what they get paid for. You yell at them.
Right. So I was just going to say...
Don't yell at us.
I think the homeless services is a couple of floors down, so if we don't get the fare increase, just go straight to homeless services.
They are in the same building. So the latest statistics came out in New York State in the private sector, and jobs increased by 12,300 to an all-time record high of over 8 million private sector jobs. How do you like that? And New York State's unemployment rate decreased from 4.6% to 4.4%. The New York City rate declined from 4.5% to 4.3%. So I'm just saying, if you want to run for mayor and you're telling people the unemployment rate in New York City is going up, do a little homework and find out that the unemployment rate is not going up, it's really going down.
Dave, it's called alternate facts, all right? Come on.
Fake news.
Now, Mike... You wanted to know something about New York State. Well, the population in upstate New York declined by over 23,000 people between 2015 and 2016.
Wow.
Where did they go?
Now, downstate, there's been an increase since the 2010 census. You know, every 10 years there's a census, how many people live here, live there. In downstate, there's been an increase of 426,000 people since 2010. But the combined population in 50 upstate counties decreased almost 60,000 since 2010. So a lot of people are moving into the New York City area and the lower Hudson Valley, and a lot of people are leaving New York State.
Yeah.
Period. End of discussion. I mean, you see these commercials on, and they're trying to boost tourism. Buffalo, go to Buffalo, and let's go here, and let's go there. You see the signs on the New York State Thruway. They're trying to do everything. Now, why did this happen? Why are people leaving? People usually leave because they can't get jobs here. And it's not uncommon for college graduates, and I'm going back 20 years ago. You know, I knew people who were graduating, not that I'm that young, but 20 years ago, saying, as soon as I graduate, I'm getting the hell out of New York State. There's nothing here for me. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
And they would leave. They couldn't wait to get out of New York. So, and I'm sure there's other places, you know, throughout the country. You know, is this country being turned into just big cities? And, you know, no one wants to live rurally? Are we still losing farmers? Well, not the guys that have 7,000 acres that Claire and I met, a cattle rancher. He owned, ready for this? He had 7,000 acres of land. And every year, he sold 500 cattle. So, and they were giving birth to more than that. I guess I should have asked him how many cattle he owned. But I was so impressed with 7,000 acres, you know, coming from New York City. I mean... 7 acres is a real big deal.
A 700 square foot apartment.
Yeah, there you go.
You're talking about acres. We talk square feet down here, man.
I think 4 football fields is an acre. So that's a pretty big spread he's got there, fella.
OK. Okay, good Lord. Let's see what we got here. No, can't read that on the air. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, this is not serious satellite radio.
Use your imagination.
Here we go. Hi, Taxi Dave. I've seen a lot of taxi drivers getting arrested at LaGuardia Airport. I guess they were doing illegal pickups, even if it's legal. Oh, whatever that means. But I want to thank you, Wallet. Thank you for sending that email in. So they are arresting people for illegal street hails at LaGuardia Airport. Good. That's good.
Good. It's about time.
Like that. All right. My phone number is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710.
Well, Dave, right. I don't know. I know you're too humble to bring this up, but you were rubbing shoulders during the week, and I wouldn't have believed you, but there's videotape of it. You were down at City Hall, and you did something that is very difficult to get done. Like, people see Mayor de Blasio or Cuomo or even Trump, if he ever gets the chance to sign anything, that it looks like, oh, he's signing a bill. The procedure to get that bill onto any politician's desk is called sausage making. It is unbelievable. But you, during the week, were there for a signing of a bill that you helped organize or lobby, or I don't know what the proper term, maybe even wrote, I don't know. But to get that done and to be there to see it finalized, and, what was the bill and how did you get it to his desk?
Well, I'm now the Wolfgang Puck of sausage-making bills in New York City. But I have to tell you something. My wife died 2.5 years ago, and it takes a lot out of you, as those of you know who've lost spouses and loved ones. It's not an easy thing to come back from. And I found a lovely lady, Claire, who's helped make my life wonderful. And I'm able to concentrate and focus on important things in this industry. In order to get to a situation like this, I believe very simply, I'm the Tom Hagen of the taxi industry. I have a specialized business, one client, and my client is the taxi industry in New York City. But this was really a group effort. There's a lot of truth to the saying that there's a strength in numbers. So I want to thank right now the black car industry and all their governmental affairs people, the livery industry and their governmental affairs people, the New York City taxi yellow fleets and their governmental affairs people, the leasing agents and their governmental affairs people, and the lenders and their governmental affairs people. And I have to tell you that there are a lot of issues on the table. And the one thing that I believed in, hopefully would stimulate this industry, is a reduction in the tax. And just to let you folks know, the city was making 5% on every transferred medallion, which means if a medallion sold for $100, the city would get $5. Well, now, instead of $5, it's 50 cents. So the 5% went down to 0.5%. If a medallion sells for $500,000, you used to need just $25,000 to pay the city a tax of 5%.
Right.
That's now reduced to $2,500. So theoretically, if... and I'm going to tie a couple of things in here. I met with Nissan last week. Everyone calls it Nissan. They call it Nissan because that's the name, the Nissan car company. And they have something now. If you buy the NV200, they're doing 80% financing. So you only need 20% down for the vehicle if you qualify and get 80% financing from Nissan. The transfer tax is now, let's say, $2,500, your insurance down payments and your broker's fee, and you can own a New York City taxi medallion. And to me, the action taken by the city of New York in approving two bills, we'll talk about the other bill in a second.
Real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Could you back up on that number that you when you said the Nissan thing? Because the bell went off over my head when you were talking about finally cab drivers can have a chance to buy a medallion. What was that Nissan thing with the tax? Go ahead.
Nissan, just like you would go to a private car dealer and you'd say, gee, do you have financing? Well, Nissan will finance the NV200 80%. And what you should know is if you don't need a wheelchair-accessible taxi of tomorrow, there's a $5,000 incentive for the dealers on 2016 taxi, NV200s, taxis of tomorrow. If you buy a wheelchair accessible, wake up, Claire. If you buy a wheelchair accessible.
I'm wide awake. This is great for cabbies. Yeah, yeah.
If you buy a wheelchair accessible taxi of tomorrow, NV200, the dealer gets a $3,500 incentive on a 2016. And right now there are 800, approximately 2016s in inventory. So they can be purchased. And on top of that, Nissan is offering 80% financing on the price, the deal you come to. Claire just put on dark sunglasses so I can't see her fall asleep.
I'll give her my Elvis glasses.
So you need 20% for that. So the whole industry, this is something, it's no secret the price of the medallion dropped. And to me, I started with my deceased wife and how down I was. And to me, I just want you to know, Taxi Dave is back. Okay?
Go Taxi
I'm thanking
Dave.
Everybody I could thank and the other people I really want to thank. And some of you who send me hate mail aren't going to like this, but I want to thank Mayor de Blasio. I want to thank the Speaker of the City Council. Yeah. I want to thank Adonis Rodriguez, the head of the Transportation Committee, who's been on the show, and he'll come back on again. And maybe the mayor will also, and maybe the speaker will also.
All
and
right.
I want to thank Mira Zoshi, the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission.
Yeah.
This was a concerted effort to stimulate the yellow taxi industry.
Yeah.
And you got to love what's happening now. Okay? And yes, I was there at the bill signing. I was there at the bill signing, and it was an honor. And everybody asked me about the pen. Yes, I have the pen.
I've tried to steal it many times with no avail.
And then what was the other bill you were talking about?
The other bill, 1475, does a number of other things. There were some other stumbling blocks. Let me just see if I can breeze through it. One of the things it does, let me just tell you that Adonis Rodriguez made a lovely, lovely speech about why these bills should be passed. Absolutely. I don't have 2015 with me. I mean 1475 with me. Great. But one of the things it does is it allows secure parties to continue leasing medallions. It removes the requirement of certain tort letters in order to transfer a medallion. This is a big thing, folks. In the past, if you owned an owner medallion and you wanted to buy another medallion, and if you owned an individual medallion, we called it, you had to drive it yourself, and you could not own another medallion. That was it. That was the law. One medallion, one person, you could not own it. In order to stimulate this industry and get people to purchase, from now on, it's now the law. If you own an individual medallion, you can buy another individual. You can buy a mini fleet. Anybody can buy individual medallions if you own other medallions and vice versa. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but right now it's a much-needed stimulant in this industry.
How did that guy in Long Island City own 800 cabs? There's one guy that's going bankrupt.
If you owned a mini fleet, you could buy as many mini fleets, corporations as you wanted, but you could not own one individual and a mini fleet at the same time.
So that's how he was able to accumulate.
That's how he was able to do it.
Right.
I'm just getting a signal here. I hope you learned something. Like I said, if we can make you smile or laugh a little bit and you get some information here, we're doing our job, and that's why we're number one. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. It's 8:46 in New York City. We are broadcasting live in Tribeca, New York. We had dinner at the Tribeca Grill. What could be better than
with
that?
With Bobby D!
With
Come
Bobby
on.
D! Hey!
And I had leftovers.
Stay tuned for the Taxi Dave Show. We'll be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com.
www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
No, no, she can't take your mind.
Dave is back. All right, we're brought to you by Noah's Credit Union. Get there from here. Thank you for this email. The Second Avenue Deli's on 33rd between 3rd and Lex. Okay, I said Lex and Park. Forgive me! It's still not on 2nd Avenue, the 2nd Avenue Deli. You know what? We're giving them so much. Why don't they send up a damn corned beef sandwich or something?
Oh, pastrami on rye wouldn't go right in.
All right, Harry, you're the first victim on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello?
Hi, Harry.
How are you?
Hi. Are you waiting for Taxi Dave?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Okay, just hold on for one more minute.
David,
yes.
We go back to Manny Fogle. Remember him?
Harry, how you doing? Manny Fogle was a great man in this industry, and I was partners with him in the 1970s.
I know. That's how far we go back.
Go ahead. What do you got to say?
What happened, number one, you take a $13 billion business and you make it zero. That's what de Blasio and Bloomberg did. That's number one. Number two, they're getting more tax dollars. The state is getting more tax dollars from Uber, Lyft, and the black cars than they are from the yellow cab. So they don't give a damn about the yellow cab. Yellow cab is nothing to them. It's just a hindrance. Now they made it so one person could buy 2 individuals or 3 individuals, whatever. That only says one thing. Somebody's monopolizing and wants to grab all the medallions.
Interesting.
You want to sell yours?
How many times? Yeah. Do I sell it now or do they foreclose on me? Which one is it? They don't give a damn about the yellow. Yellow is a hindrance.
Well, you know, there's some problems with that because we collect an MTA tax on each fare. They're supposed to be given MTA over 80 some odd million dollars a year from the yellows. App companies don't give the MTA any money, so the MTA should be on our side, you know, in this case, because we're really we're a tax collector for them. No.
You say, but they're competing. New York City has the transportation department, the tolls, they're all competing against the yellow cab. The buses, they send out buses empty just to congest traffic. What do they care?
So wait a second. This is breaking news here. You know that New York City sends out empty buses to congest traffic? Or is it...
You, you take a look at the buses going up Madison Avenue that says out of service. Buses going down Fifth Avenue, out of service.
That's what they call it, the MTA.
Right. They don't care. They want to bust the industry because they're making more money from everybody else. The transit authority is making hand over fist. They don't even know how to spend it.
They just got another increase in the fares and in the tolls.
Tell you one thing. It's only going to hire more people to do more of nothing. More of nothing to congest and to rob anybody who's in the yellow industry because they're not generating enough money for them.
Well, Harry, it's a great call. I just want to say that you've echoed a lot of sentiments around here, and I'm clueless as to why they've strangled the golden goose of yellow cabs in New York City. So that was a great call.
Listen, you know, New York City medallion owners, if you bought them at an auction, you partnered with New York City. Okay, this week a couple of bills passed. They want to be your partner. They want to see us do good because they know they can sell 1,600 more medallions sooner or later, and that's going to put money into the city. Okay, so, you know.
Real quick, I just want to say something. Breaking news, the Taxi Insider newspaper is out this week, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of this week.
Oh, damn, I have to write an editorial.
Point being, if you want to get your action ad into the Taxi Insider newspaper, which thousands of them are on the street, and is the mothership for all your information in the taxi business, Dave, how do they put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper?
You either email me at taxihale@AOL.com or call me at 718-706-TAXI.
Yeah, Dave, I just wanted to give out an alert. My friend Seth Goldman, who drives out of the same garage as me, was robbed last Sunday at 5:30 in the morning at Houston and Mulberry. Kid opened up his passenger drawer with a .22 and robbed him of his wallet. So just keep an eye out there.
Now, this is 5:30 on a Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yeah.
So was he just starting?
Yeah, he was just starting his shift. He dropped someone off.
So what did he have, $5 in his pocket?
No, he didn't even in the wallet. There was no money in the wallet. The guy just took the wallet.
Wow.
So it just, I mean, you don't hear about it that much anymore, but it's still going on, the robberies. And that to me, 5:30 at Houston and Mulberry, that's a pretty busy corner. Maybe not at 5:30 in the morning.
That's a weird robbery.
Yeah, it is. And he opened up the passenger door, which, you know yourself, that scares me when somebody gets in that and they're not jumping into the back seat, you know, and they're opening up the, oh, I want to sit in the front. No, get in the back, you know. But it was very quick. It all happened within 30 seconds or a minute, you know, just hand it over and that's it. And, you know, and I told him that was the right thing to do. Don't be fighting. Literally, he would have been fighting over nothing. There was nothing in the wallet except his driver's license. And then it was found later on. The police found it on the subway, the wallet with the license.
Oh, my God. You never forget getting robbed at gunpoint in New York City.
No, that sort of sticks
in your
head.
It's only happened to me a few times. Yeah. But, you know,
it only happened to me once, and I never forgot it.
I had a knife put to my neck.
Yeah, and you don't forget that. Yeah. I mean, that sticks with you. Because you work out a lot of scenarios in your head. Yeah. You know, what should I have done? Should I move? Should I hit the gas? Should I have hit him?
Street
you
smarts.
Know. Just hand over the wallet. Yeah. Don't look at the guy and put your head down. That's been working for me so far.
And don't keep your money in your shirt pocket, your lapel pocket of your shirt, okay? Because bad guys will try to make you open the driver's side window and just grab it and run.
Well, the other thing at Penn Station, they would have a partner knocking on the window on the passenger side, and as you looked over, the guy on the driver's side was reaching in and grabbing the money out of your pocket, your front pocket. So,
real quick, in a totally different, happier note, could I just say nyctaxinews.com? Well, also, your smiling face signing at the governor, at the de Blasio bill signing, is on the video page of NYC Taxi.
Go to 24 minutes into that video. Go to 24 minutes on the video at nyctaxinews.com, and I have a couple of words to say to the mayor before he signs the bill.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Just to let you know, the number of New Yorkers over 65 years old, in the last 10 years, it surged over 19%, more than triple the rate of growth for the population under 65. Okay, so the number of New Yorkers aged 65 and older has grown in each borough over the last 10 years, with the population growing the fastest in Staten Island and the Bronx. So what do you say about that?
A lot of fakakas out there, huh? we don't want to move out of the city, do we? We want to stick it out.
A lot of action out there, huh?
And that comes from an Irishman. Hey, John, aren't you performing up in...
Yeah, I'm doing Cabtivist, CABTIVIST.com, through my one-man play about driving a cab here in New York City in a place called Newton, Massachusetts, for the Newton Nomadic Theater. Tickets are almost all sold out. And if anybody wants me for a gig down here in the city, just go to my website at cadavis.com. And I do have a price, and I can be bought.
There you go. And
good
speaking
man.
Of which, I'll be performing at the main lot at JFK Monday through Friday, being yelled at by new dispatchers over their loudspeaker system. So just drop by and say hi.
I don't know how you do that. You work Kennedy.
It's amazing for all the wrong reasons.
And Friday I'll be yelled at the same JFK for driving in and trying to distribute newspapers at the amenities building.
Hey. How about you?
Anyway, thank you all our listeners for making us number one. Thank you, John McDonough, County Clare, JFK Mike. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Come back every week, folks. Sunday night, we are here. And baseball season is starting, and this is the station of the Mets, too. Got to go now. Taxi, take me out of Tribeca and uptown, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.